Flamingos Ain't My Baby. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Hey, it played all the way through.
That's like magic.
Because it's not a CD. I think CD player went bad right here on the air.
Sleepy.
See, that's what happens with electronics. They work until they don't. Isn't that funny when you text somebody's having a computer problem? They're going, I don't understand. It was working just fine. And then all of a sudden it started doing this. It's like, yeah, usually how it works.
You wouldn't be calling me if it was still doing great.
Well, I'd like to think that at some point we'll have a computer that goes, okay, in 30 days you're going to have a problem, so be ready. All right, here's your 15-day notice. You're going to have a computer problem.
Well, they invented this technology a while back for hard drives called smart technology was supposed to be able to predict and warn you.
Not so smart.
Wonder how that's working out.
You're not so smart.
Nobody's ever come and said, I know my hard drive's getting ready to fail.
Mike is on the line, has been waiting forever, has got an e-machine, and needs some help.
How you doing, guys?
Good. What can we do for you?
I'm just wondering what would be the most economical and best way to increase my computer's speed, probably through memory.
Increase your computer's speed. Tell me which part of that speed equation you're addressing. What exactly do you want to be faster?
Just basically when I'm on the internet and things like that. I mean, it's not slow, but I'm over at other friends' houses and their computer's a lot faster than mine. Now, granted, their computer was probably more expensive, but I just want to know if there's something I can do, like upgrade the memory, if that'll help my speed.
Well, there's two things that we see that'll bog down a machine in today's day and age. One is lack of RAM, which is an easy one to kind of look at and diagnose and fix. And the other one that's more common is that your operating system's been corrupted and loaded up with a bunch of stuff. How old is this machine?
A little over a year, 14 months maybe.
And is the antivirus software that's on there the one that was on there when you first bought it, or have you changed to another one or upgraded?
It's Norton antivirus. It's the same one that's that came with it.
Okay. And you didn't upgrade to like 06 or anything like that?
I don't know.
And I'm assuming this thing is running Windows XP. Do you know how much memory is in the machine?
That is a great question.
You want us to tell you how to find out?
Yes, I would. As a matter of fact.
Are you at your desktop where you see that My Computer icon?
I'll get there right now. Okay, I'm in My Computer.
If you right-click on My Computer.
Yeah, don't open My Computer. Just look at that just right-click on the My Computer icon and go to Properties.
Okay.
And right down below, it's going to tell you, under the computer section, it's going to tell you what kind of processor you have and what speed that processor runs at and how much RAM you have.
What kind of processor do you have?
What's that?
No. It says under computer. And did you right-click on My Computer and go to Properties?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Under computer name, you mean?
No, all the way down at the bottom it says computer.
There'll be, on that general tab, there'll be system, and it'll tell you you're running Windows XP, blah, 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 blah. It'll maybe say registered to, and then it'll have computer, and it'll tell you, like, Pentium 4, perhaps, or Celeron, or AMD, or something along those lines.
AMD, Athlon.
Okay.
XP 3200 Plus.
Okay, and then how much memory? How much of that RAM and Lama Ding Dong does you say you
448
have?
448 megabytes of RAM.
Okay, so you have 448, which means you probably have 512, and then they've taken some away for your video. And I'd be willing to bet that you're not going to get significant increases in speed by sticking more memory in that machine.
You have a couple of issues that are the distinct difference between what you're using and probably some of your friends. The e-machines brand is like the Hyundai, the Kia, the low end of the spectrum. So they cut corners everywhere they can because you get price or performance. If you want performance, you got to pay more money.
Okay.
E-machine's whole thing is, and this, by the way, Gateway bottom, and this Gateway's low-end computer line. So that, good example, that 512 megabytes of RAM that you'd normally have, the reason yours is 448 is that they didn't even put memory on the video cards, so they're borrowing memory from your RAM to be able to display your video. But that's how they get the price down lower. But what you have to understand is when you choose to buy a machine that's really about price, then performance gets thrown out the window.
Okay.
And
so
the longer...
Nothing I can do to speed it up?
Well, no, there's probably a lot you can do to speed it up, but trying to do it on the hardware side is not going to make nearly the difference that trying to clean up Windows and all the things that are running is going to do. I bet you this machine runs a lot slower today than it did 14 months ago when you first got it. And it's probably progressively slowed down because you've installed things and removed things and added things, and everything tries to decide, hey, I'm the most important program ever, And so I need to start up whenever the computer starts, because it's really important that Mike knows that I'm running all the time.
And if you're trying to compare it to what your friends, what you experienced at your friend's house, that may be an impossible comparison.
Okay.
You know, your internet connection speed may not be the same. You know, there's all kinds of variables that'll come into play. And,
okay.
You know, I mean, you've got a four-cylinder engine, they got a V8, and there's no way you're going to get that four-cylinder engine to act like a V8.
Well, if you put faster tires on,
no,
it'll go faster, right?
Go fast stripes.
As far as when you guys say corrupted, are you talking, like, with spyware and stuff like that?
Well, spyware, adware, all the stuff that you've added and removed, you're basically your operating system after 14 months. If you've done nothing with it, then it looks like Swiss cheese on a digital level. And so your computer has to work real hard to find stuff and do things, and has to weed through all the stuff that's in there to navigate to the stuff you're actually asking for. The updated antivirus programs all add more code and more processes and more things for your computer to do every time you click on a file or try to open something or go to the web. So all of those things combined, it's not any one thing, it's the combination of all the things. And if you've done nothing to improve or maintain the thing other than your simple, you know, virus scans and doing your spyware checks and that kind of thing, that's all.
Yeah, that's all I do is I run the Adware program, Adware SE. And
right, so all of the things that have modified Windows, and then the programs that came in and cleaned up and modified it again, and all those modifications, they're all in what's called the registry. Does your computer take significantly longer now to start up than it did when you first got it?
No, not really.
Not too much longer. Do you see a bunch of stuff down there by the
down by the clock?
Down the clock, a bunch of little icons.
There are icons there, yeah.
How many?
The fewer, the better.
Eight.
Okay.
Eight. Now, do you have a little little arrow you can click on? It'll show you more.
Yeah, I already did that.
Okay, so you got eight of them on there. So you got eight different programs running in the background at all times telling Windows, before you do anything, check with me.
Oh. Okay.
So there's all those things. Then you also said that you were most interested in trying to speed up online. How do you connect to the internet?
Well, I've got high speed through Cox, so.
Okay.
I mean, through.
Are you using Internet Explorer?
Yeah.
Okay, so that could have been kind of compromised and corrupted over time. So as a way to see if the browser is part of the thing, try downloading Firefox as a free browser for Mozilla.org.
Firefox?
Firefox. And then if your surfing experience is much faster through Firefox, then you know your browser's also been kind of compromised and corrupted.
What was that website again?
Mozilla.org.
M-O-Z-I-L-L-A?
Uh-huh. .org.
.org.
Firefox is the name of the browser. It's a free download. It's a free piece of software. It's a cool little browser, but it's another way to kind of diagnose some of those things that are going on. So, Mike, hope that helps you out. You got a lot to work with there, but you got to remember you're dealing with a shortened deck there because of what you decided to purchase to begin with. So,
you tell me I was stupid when I bought it.
No, you were very frugal.
You made a decision, and that decision probably worked out fine.
Hey, you don't buy a Kia if you're trying to race down there with the Porsches. All right, so.
Thanks for the call, Mike. It is the Computer Corner. We'll see you next week. Until then, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.